Hello, it's Danny Stockham, your host of Level Up with Danny. Have you guys ever heard that saying, what's the last minute for if you're not going to use it? Well, I walked into the studio at 12:57. People who know me know that I'm notoriously late. It's been a struggle my entire life. And I wanted, in the new year, 2025, to work on that. There's always tomorrow. Okay, today's topic is pain. Mental pain, emotional pain, and probably, most importantly to me, physical pain. What is the toll to your brain and your body when you are constantly in pain? This is a question that has long been studied by science. What if I told you that evidence shows that pain actually alters your brain chemistry? A few years ago, when our homeless crisis was at a breaking point, although some people think it's still at a breaking point, I started to think about why so many people are living on the street. I wrote a blog about the three kinds of homeless people. The unsheltered, which covers individuals and families who cannot afford to live in a home or an apartment. These unsheltered people potentially hold down jobs, go to school, live regular lives, but they do so from their cars or their RVs because there's no affordable housing for them. Now, a little aside, for those of you that listen to that podcast, Call Her Daddy, she had Dennis Rodman's daughter on it the other day, and she's a professional soccer player, if you don't know who she is, but she was talking about how for a while she and her mom and her sibling lived in their car because Dennis Rodman wasn't paying his share of child support or family support. And she was going to a private school, and they would get out of the car and walk into school, and after school go back to the car. So being unsheltered isn't just poor people. There's lots of reasons why people are unsheltered. So I just wanted to put that out there. So getting into an apartment many times requires first and last month's rent plus a security deposit. And to come up with that chunk of money when you're living paycheck to paycheck is very difficult. So people choose to live in their RV or in their car. And of course, there is a price that society pays for this. But that's not what this is about. The second category of homelessness people, I think, are the drug addicted people. Many times, these people have lost their jobs, have lost connections with their family, have lost all sense of purpose because of a drug addiction. It's, quote unquote, easier to live on the street than to live in society, where you can do drugs at will, be around other people that are doing drugs. They've created an entire community for themselves that supports their drug habit. And the third category of homeless people are those with mental challenges. This category is perhaps the saddest and most upsetting of all. Affordable housing is something that society as a whole desires, and our government and government officials actively try to rectify this to help those families that are shelterless. There are facilities and agencies that can help to treat people who have addiction issues. But the mental health crisis in our country is wildly out of control. Families have had to turn away their own daughters, sons, mothers, fathers, brothers, and sisters because they refuse to take their medications or they're just too ill to comply with what is necessary to live in society. I have a theory that drug problems in some instances are a result of chronic pain. I read this study on people in prison, and it clearly stated that people in prison, by and large, do not know how to receive pure, unconditional love. And as a result, many of them turn to gangs, crime, drugs, and abusing others as a way to have a feeling, any kind of feeling. And this has created an entire generation of humans who cannot receive love. Outside of the prison system, we have people walking around with unresolved trauma and deep emotional scars. If there was a mechanism by where these mentally unhoused and drug-addicted homeless could be treated, imagine the change it would make in our communities. The solution, however elusive, remains a low priority. Society needs to face that. We complain, we judge, we ridicule, and we scorn. But save for a few organizations with godly intentions, we just want it out of sight and out of mind. Fortunately, today isn't really about homelessness. It's about pain. I have lived for 47 years with rheumatoid arthritis. This crippling degenerative disease has ruled my life in every way for decades. The physical pain has been mind-numbing. The ways I have coped with chronic pain have ranged from bed rest, crying while in the bed, dark thoughts, acupuncture, infrared sauna blanket, alcohol, anger, meditation, pain meds, although, as an interesting side note, I have never been prescribed Purdue Pharma's brand of OxyContin. That's weird, right? I mean, I've been suffering for 47 years and no one's ever prescribed me the big, heavy-duty painkiller, but I guess that's a good thing. I have been hospitalized numerous times for pain management, but at the end of the day, I had to embrace the pain. Much like how my daughter named her anxiety Heather, my pain is my boyfriend. He's very annoying. I've been married 32 years, but the baggage I brought to my marriage is this rather annoying boyfriend who refuses to accept our breakup. His name is Raul. Rheumatoid arthritis, unloved. R-A-U-L. Screw you, Raul. Am I right? When you're in pain, there's a tendency to make excuses. Just like in life, it's always about who cuts first and never who bleeds last. But we're not playing the blame game anymore. If you believe in a power greater than yourself and you know that you are given what you can handle and you are here as an example to others, then that can be your guiding force. And that's what I try to do in my life. I try to manage my pain, my stress, my worry, and I try to do it in a way that is an example for others. I succeed and fail in equal measure, but I never give up or stop trying. Luckily, or unluckily, my arthritis prevents me from patting myself on the back. So I'll just take a bow. Ha ha. Okay, so it's the first day of a new year, and I've been looking for some music that's new and maybe music that people aren't familiar with. So I found this band. It's called the Red Clay Strays. Kind of a weird name for a band. But the band is really cool, and I've been listening to a lot of their music. The lead singer looks like a young Elvis. And ironically, the other day, my friend Maureen sent me a video of them singing Silent Night, and it is so beautiful. So if you have a chance to look up the Red Clay Strays, you can do that. But for right now, I'm going to play a song by the Red Clay Strays called I'm Still Fine. And I think I've proven that I am still fine. Okay, are we ready? Here we go.
Sometimes I feel like I can't feel. This isn't real. I should be hurting. I was alone. I was a song, music and bone. God's perfect wording, and could the people understand it? I'm as bruised as a used up canvas. I'm awfully nice, but I'm cold as ice. I've been through hell, but I'll be alright. People here living it up, I think they're blind. I think they're out of their minds. Not one of them has had this. God's not giving me up, no, I'm just fine. It's just a matter of I know it should be there. Maybe I'm too tired to care, but I'm still fine. I'm on display. I've lost my way. Let this pass over. I lost a note. I rock the boat. I've even choked. I lost my composure. People here living it up, I think they're blind. I think they're out of their minds. Not one of them.
Think pretty cool band, right? I want to do one of our public service announcements right now, even though that's not usually the order that I do them in, just because it's kind of a really cool business, and I know some of the people that participate with this group. So it's Forgotten Felines of Sonoma County. Forgotten Felines of Sonoma County is a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting and improving the lives of feral cats throughout local spay-neuter programs, placement services, community outreach, and nationwide education. Established in Sonoma County in 1990, Forgotten Felines' neuter and spay programs are funded by its thrift store, Pick of the Litter, community grants, and from private donations from community members like you. Visit their website and find out how to volunteer or donate. That's ForgottenFelines.com. They can also be reached by phone at 707-576-7999. If you know me, you know that our house burned down in the 2017 wildfire. And we had a family pet, a cat named Thomas, who was kind of an indoor-outdoor cat. And Thomas jumped out of my daughter's hands and ran away the night of the fire. And we thought we lost him. We had a funeral and everything. And 45 days later, he was found. And luckily, he was microchipped, so Thomas was returned to us, and we were so happy. And every time I see anything that has to do with forgotten felines or cat rescue or anything like that, ooh, it's just near and dear to me. So shout out to Forgotten Felines of Sonoma County. Okay, so we're going to talk about emotional pain, which is another kind of pain that is life-altering. We can have emotional pain as a result of loss, the result of anxiety, and as a result of disappointment. But emotional pain as a result of the loss of a loved one is by far the most recognizable and damaging kind of pain. I have a friend, and she lost her daughter 2 years ago. When a parent loses a child, unless you've stood in that space, you cannot relate to the deep, throbbing pain. Last night, I was watching the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and one of the speakers was talking about someone they lost, and they said this: when you speak the name of a person you've lost in reverence, you invite them into the present. And this quote really hit me because when I'm with my friend, we make a point of talking about her daughter and saying her name. As painful as this loss is, saying her name, honoring her life, and speaking her name in our present life gives a degree of comfort to my friend and, honestly, to me as well. We're constantly looking for signs of Asia, and I encourage others who have felt this deep loss to look for the signs. Acknowledge the pain of the loss in an active way by seeing a bird that they loved or a butterfly, by hearing their favorite song and allowing the smile to grace your lips. It won't diminish the pain, but it might soften those prickly edges of grief. Thankfully, I cannot imagine what it feels like to lose a child. A long time ago, someone told me that just because you can't relate to it, it doesn't mean you can't empathize. And through that empathy, touch on the sadness. In one of the very first shows I ever did on KOWS Radio, I talked about doing a masogi. Masogi is a Japanese tradition of choosing one thing to change and make the change for an entire year. What better time to choose the masogi than a new year? My masogi for this year has not been decided yet, although I might want to consider being on time. I'll think about it. My wellness journey is ongoing, and I'm going to continue it and endeavor to improve it. I want to live authentically. I want to stay in the moment. The older we get, the more fleeting the moments with our children seem to be, and I don't want to miss anything because I'm not present. I want to be a better friend. I want to be a better mother, although I'm still the reigning champion of Mother of the Year, in my humble opinion. I want to be a better wife, although, again, ask around, I'm a pretty damn good wife. But I will come up with a masogi, which is just one thing. Once I come up with it, I'll report back, and hopefully you'll think of yours and start it. I heard that Quitter's Day for New Year's resolutions is Friday, January 17th. Let's all just let that day pass without quitting whatever it is we decided to start. Okay, some more radio business. Programming on KOWS Community Radio is underwritten in part by the Occidental Community Council. We thank them for their general support. It's generous. The council strives to meet the unmet needs of the Occidental area, and the public is invited to its meetings every third Saturday of the month at 10:30 a.m. at the Occidental Community Center in downtown Occidental. That'd be interesting to go to one of those meetings. Okay. I have a song that I'm going to play right now. This song is brand new to me. I absolutely have never heard it. I'm sure someone's heard it, but that's not me. But I heard it the other day, and I was like, when I was looking for songs to play for the show, and I was like, this is a good song. So before I play it, I just want to give a shout out to my brother-in-law, Anthony, and my trainer, Larry, and ask them to please stick around and listen to this song, because apparently I have some listeners who, when I play the music, they get up and get a drink of water or go potty or something. But listen, okay? So this is called Hurt, H-U-R-T, and the singer is none other than Johnny Cash.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, find a way.
Okay, that was pretty good, right? I mean, that's heavy. That's a real heavy song. I have a reading to do from my favorite book, Be Here Now. It's called Heaven on Earth. But I thought I would just finish my third type of pain first, and then we'll do the reading. So I covered physical and emotional pain, but what about mental pain? So sometimes it's hard to separate these. Like in your mind, you're thinking, well, emotional pain causes you mental pain. Physical pain definitely causes you mental pain. So I asked the expert, ChatGPT. And this is what ChatGPT had to say. The difference between emotional and mental pain lies primarily in their sources and manifestations, although they often overlap. Emotional pain originates from feelings and relationships such as loss, rejection, betrayal, or grief. Mental pain stems from cognitive struggles such as overwhelming thoughts, stress, or unresolved conflict. The experience of emotional pain is deeply tied to the heart and emotions, often described as a heaviness or an ache. Whereas the experience of mental pain often involves rumination, confusion, or mental exhaustion. Expressing emotional pain may involve crying, sadness, anger, or feelings of emptiness. The expression of mental pain can appear as worry, frustration, or an inability to focus. Examples of emotional pain: heartbreak, grief over the loss of a loved one, or loneliness. Whereas examples of mental pain are anxiety, self-doubt, or the burden of unresolved decisions. The crossover between these two types of pain is deep. Both types of pain often interconnect. Emotional pain from a breakup might lead to mental anguish as you overthink the situation. Similarly, persistent mental stress can lead to emotional breakdown. Both require acknowledgement, compassion, and appropriate coping strategies to heal. I think most of us have an emotional touch point that has led to mental pain. I'm just going to leave that right there, and everyone can think about their own emotional touch point. So now I'm going to do the reading from my book, Be Here Now. And the reading is entitled Heaven on Earth. Again, when I prepare for the show, I first look for some music, and then I, you know, see if there's a reading I can do. And I haven't been feeling well the last few days. My blood pressure's been really, really high, and then it went really, really low. So I had like some throwaway days, which is never a great thing. But because I had those throwaway days, I was running behind, and I was trying to get my show timing down and everything, and I was doing everything like voice to text. So it's kind of funny right now, like I'm going through my notes while I'm talking on the radio, and I mean, literally, it looks like a second grader wrote it because it's voice to text, so there's no punctuation, there's no capitalization. So I'm just crazy. But anyways, here's Heaven on Earth from the book Be Here Now. I even got my glasses on this time, so my reading should be better. Let's see. In our busy world, a world in which we are privy to dense and difficult news, injustices of all kinds, our own and others, hardships, our belief in the possibility of heaven on earth can be greatly challenged. Irrespective of our circumstances, heaven on earth begins with us. Just as the words of a certain boat-rowing lullaby remind us, life is but a dream. We create our realities with our thoughts, and as such, our lives become as magical and meaningful as we choose to see and make them. To cultivate heaven on earth, we must choose love for ourselves, for each other, and for nature. We must comfort and inspire ourselves with positive, healing thoughts and ideas. actively choosing to strengthen our faith in life and love each step of the way. To lose hope in goodness, rightness, and beauty is to lose our inner sparkle. Our sparkle, however, can always be rekindled, and in its rekindling, imbue us with even greater strength, faith, peace, and joy. In his celebrated work, Walden, the naturalist Henry David Thoreau writes, "Heaven is under our feet, as well as over our heads. May we live on our earth as if already in heaven, embracing the tremendous magic of life." Those are some lofty ideals, and very hard to do when you're in pain. So I wanted to tell you a fortune that I got in my Chinese food the other day. The fortune says, "The principal part of faith is patience." And let me just say this about that. No kidding. Because blind faith, regular faith, hopeful faith, all that faith requires you to be patient. And although patience is a virtue, many of us don't have it readily available to us. So maybe that could be a misogi for the year. I'm going to try to be more patient. I don't know. Talk about yourselves. Okay. So there's this song that I'm going to play next. It's a song by Carrie Underwood. She always seems to find her way into my playlist. I used to have this song in my walking playlist, and every time it came on, I would start crying. There were years when I walked up and down the hills of Fountain Grove, and you could have seen me cry in doing so. I'm not sure if I cried because of the story she's telling or because of how the words allowed me to imagine this pain. In any case, I'm going to play it right now, and I'll probably cry, and you might cry too, but it's a beautiful song with very poignant lyrics. So do your thing, and I'll do mine. First, I have to find it, of course. Otherwise, who knows what will come on the radio. She's up here high in my playlist because, like I said, it was a long time ago that I used to listen to it all the time. Okay, here we go. "Just a Dream" by Carrie Underwood.
Church that night, she had his box of letters in the passenger seat, sixpence in a shoe, something borrowed, something blue. And when the church doors opened up wide, she put her veil down, trying to hide the tears.
I mean, if you heard the lyrics, baby, why'd you leave me? Why'd you have to go? I was counting on forever. And you don't get emotional about that? Then going back here in my script a little bit, maybe you don't have an emotional touch point that's led to mental pain. But that is an emotional touch point. Losing someone. I was counting on forever. Okay, stop it. Shh. Pshew. I'm taking a break. A break from that. Okay. Pulling it together. Okay. This is kind of positive. I heard a story the other day about a bunch of five-year-olds. They're in their karate dojo. I think that's what you call the little room when they take karate. The sensei, which I think my daughter told me is the head guy, the guy in charge, asked the kids if they knew what the Japanese characters on the wall said. All the five-year-olds started shouting excitedly, "It says karate! It says karate!" The sensei said, "No. It says seven down, eight up." That's a pretty heavy concept for five-year-olds, but it's not a heavy concept for grown-ups. So let's digest that a little bit. Fall down seven times, get up eight. Seven down, eight up. How about that for some words to kick off a new year 2025? The hits keep coming. Fall down seven times, get up eight. Am I right? It's 2025 and it's a brand new year. But if you change nothing, it's just another year. You have to change something to make it a new year. Otherwise, just another year. My family and I were having dinner the other night. We went around the table talking about New Year's resolutions, and I hate being put on the spot, and I wasn't ready for it. But there is something I'm doing in the new year that is pretty exciting. I have been writing a book for, I don't know, a long time, gathering stuff for my book, probably for at least 10 years. The title of the book is called Leveled, so there's a theme in my life. I'm a Libra, so I'm constantly looking for balance and leveling. And I start my new writing course in about 2 weeks, and it's memoir writing. This will be a memoir. And I did memoir writing one. I've done memoir writing two. Now this is memoir writing three. Publish that book. So who knows? Maybe the book will be published. I don't know. But the concept of my show, Level Up with Dani, was about, you know, getting on the next level of wellness. And the title of my book is Leveled, so that's also has level in it. And the other day, I got a message from my cousin in Ohio, Joy Lynn, and it says, "From a year of tough choices, difficult moments, unexpected challenges and lessons learned, to a new year of growth, new opportunities, new goals, new energy, and new beginnings. This isn't the end. It's the start of something better, bigger, and brighter. It's time to level up. Let's do this." She sent me that. She didn't write it, but she sent it to me. And it says it's time to level up. So if you ever needed a message, which I guess I did, there it is. Okay, I have a little bit of time left. I picked another reading from the book, Be Here Now. I don't know why you all haven't purchased this book already, and if you have, you can read along with me, but there's just so many good readings in here. This one's called Resilience. Cultivating resilience allows us to move through our days with a grounding sense of strength and comfort from within, and to tread with equal measures of strength and softness through our relationships and our world. No matter what may come, by cultivating resilience, we find reservoirs of perseverance, positivity, and courage ever available to us. If we perceive resilience as hardness or impenetrability, however, we miss its essence and beauty. While resilience gives us strength, it flourishes with our willingness to be tender, flexible, and open. This concept is beautifully expressed in the nature of the thistle. Just as the thistle flower's prickly pod is self-protective, we must actively preserve our peace in daily life by carefully choosing the thoughts we think, the words we speak, and the actions we take. And in this book, there's pictures, and there's a picture of a thistle flower, which is not pretty, but when you think about it this way, it's kind of cool. We must be selective with the company we choose to keep, nurture loving inner atmospheres, and work with personal boundaries that nurture and support us. Yet we needn't harden ourselves to life and each other, feeling as if we always have to be strong, even when we need to surrender. Know the answers when we simply don't, or turn down loving assistance when we sincerely need it. That's a hard one for me to do, especially when I'm in pain and people want to help me and I just want to say, leave me alone, I can do it, or I just won't do it. That's really hard for me to accept help when I sincerely need it. Our prickly buds must break before we can blossom too. Indeed, to truly blossom, we must see and experience ourselves with respect and compassion as we grow and change, and this courageous openness is resilience. My daughter, Grace, who was on the show last time, has a tattoo on her arm that says resilient. And I think after listening to her 2 weeks ago, y'all can agree she's pretty resilient. So I chose this next song as the final song for the day. It's probably not going to be the final song because I have a little bit of time. I don't know if I moved through this too fast or if I just didn't have enough content because I was rushing and I had my two down days and blah, 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 blah. But forever, whatever reason, we're going to do this song and then we'll see what's left. So the song is by George Jones. It's called He Stopped Loving Her Today. Truthfully, I never listened too carefully to the lyrics, but once I read the words, I was touched by the deep message. So this guy couldn't stop loving this woman until he died. It's just really sad. A love so deep, so profound, that only death could quell it. I mean, that seems really sad and maybe a little obsessive, but my husband loves this song. And every time his friend comes over, they're like putting it on blast. So I'm playing it for my husband. This is for you, Boyd. I hope you're listening. Get ready. He Stopped Loving Her Today by George Jones.
I'll love you till I die. She told him you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall, went half crazy now and then, but he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed. Late in 1962, he had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smiling years. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind. This time, he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. Stop loving her today.
Well, that's just a heartbreaker, isn't it? You know, George Jones didn't even write that song. It was written by Bobby Braddock and a few other people. So I have three shows this month. My next one is January 16th, and I'm going to have an in-studio guest, since that went so well the first time. My friend Donna is going to be on the show, and that's on the 16th, and we're going to talk about laugh lines and life goals and all kinds of cool stuff. And then on January 30th, I'm going to have my other daughter on, because fair is fair. And if you have kids, you know, fair is fair. So Leah's going to be on January 30th. She's going to talk about fitness, and she's a flight attendant for a private airline. So she's going to talk about how you keep up your wellness when you're traveling so much in different time zones and what that looks like as a 20-something in today's world. So those would be good shows to look forward to. I thought I had this idea that I would start closing the show from now on with that song by Carrie Underwood and Cody Johnson, because that song is so beautiful. What's that song called? It's called, let's see, it's here. I'm so bad at this. I really have to get myself organized. I'm Gonna Love You by Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood. It's just, every time I hear that song on the radio, I literally have to turn everyone's brain off, everyone's mouth off in the car, and I crank that up, and we just rock out. We being me, myself, and I, because usually it's just me. But anyways, and I might still play that song because I really do love it. But for right now, let's do a little business. You're listening to KOWS LP 92.5 in Occidental, California, serving Santa Rosa and West Sonoma County. You can stream on the web at KOWSFM.com. If you're not able to listen to my show live, you can always find me in the archives on the website. Just go down, hit the schedule button at the top, go down to Thursday, which is my day, go to 1 o'clock where it says Level Up with Danny, touch that. That will take you to my page, and all of my past shows are archived there. The archives show up tomorrow. So tomorrow morning, I'll be drinking my coffee and listening to my show to see how I did. And maybe you can listen to my show tomorrow if you missed today's. I know I'm in competition with the Sugar Bowl right now after that terrible thing that happened yesterday in New Orleans. Yeah, I don't really want to talk about that too much, but wow. It's like every day there's something that reminds us that there's evil in the world. And there's no politician or church leader or mother or coworker that has the answer. But when these events happen, and we as a nation collectively take it in, the most important thing, I think, is to not allow the acts of a few to dictate the behavior and feelings of the many. I feel terrible for the people that lost their lives and terrible for the people that are injured and recovering in the hospital. There's so many stories that just rip your heart out. And the emotional pain that these families are feeling, you know, that's not great. But we live in the greatest country in the world. And because of that, there's a target on us. Because extreme beliefs, religious, political, etc., breed this type of action. So maybe we all need to level a little bit, get some balance, level this out. I don't know. Again, I don't have any answers. I just have me and music. So I'm going to find that song, I'm Gonna Love You by Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood, and I'm going to play it because it makes me happy. And then I'll come back and give you some parting thoughts. So stand by.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on. Gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Can't lose.
time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
That kills me. I love that song. Okay. I did find another song that's really cool. I'm going to play it. It'll probably get cut off because I think it's longer than 3 minutes. But it's called Broken, and it's by a band called Seether. S-E-E-T-H-E-R. I never heard of them. Seether. I don't know how you say it. But it features a girl named Amy Lee. It's called Broken. It's pretty rad. So we're going to play that. I'm going to see you guys in 2 weeks with my friend Donna. Until then, let's all level up, okay?